21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where the 21st Century Learning International Radio team of Jamie Willett, Michael Bohl, and Chris Carter review EdTech resources for you.
Hi, Jamie here, and I'm hanging out with Chris and Michael, and Michael is going to tell us about Animoto.
Yes, now I don't know Ann, and I don't know Moto, but I know Animoto. And for those that have been around in the computer world a little while, they may remember it's one of the early players in the upload your photos, toss in some music, and create a cool, nice slideshow like magic crowd. So this is one of the original ones I started many years back, and it survived. It's still alive. It has a business model that apparently sustains itself.
Whoa. Survival to thrival, Michael. Yeah. Take us through that process.
Now, since then, it's upgraded itself to have an iPad app and all that. But basically, what you do is you grab a bunch of pictures, you upload them to the website, you toss in some music. It has various, I'm going to say, motifs or whatever that you can use to have a certain look in the way that the photos are displayed. You can choose the existing music they have or upload your own, and then you hit produce. And unlike Ta-da! 8 years ago, it comes back in like 2-3 minutes. It used to take 20, but server speed is a lot faster now.
And you can put videos in there too.
Yeah, right? good point. And you can put in text as well. So it's just good for really, if you want something simple and basic, here's the way to go, and it's fast. If you want something more complex, try another program.
Yeah, I mean, it's super fast. Like, you can create a little slideshow video in five minutes. You know,
or less.
What I'm seeing longitudinally is that the successful apps and services and sites are, it's easy, user-friendly.
And they charge.
And well, yeah, sure, you have to monetize. You have to, look, there's nothing wrong with making a living.
No, you have
when
to.
You're benefiting other people.
You don't sustain it otherwise.
Right.
So in that vein, how much does it cost?
Well, it's actually just free, the basic account. No problem. And you can get a pro account, which allows Brandy and things like that. As an educator, so you can't apply for that, so I got a link to that up on our website. So, yeah, I would just recommend going with that. Now, unless you're a business or something, you can pay if you want and do branding. But, you can use it for, a class birthday video or a summary of the week and photos video or a class field trip reflection or an end-of-season sports banquet photo session or whatever, just something that's quick and easy.
Well, I like the fact there are some basic video skills that you pick up doing this.
There are. Yeah. But it looks good even if you're bad at it. As long as you know how to upload photos, that's sort of it.
It's like bumper bowling.
You could grade or assess kids formatively or informatively on the photos that they choose if you want.
So could you use this in the elementary?
I think if you can take a picture, especially on the iPad, if they can take a picture and hit a couple buttons, which they can't start at least in second grade or so, they could create one.
So, it sounds great. Are there any problems?
just same old, make sure you keep an eye on what your kids are doing when it comes to photos. But like with anything else, there's always a chance to be inappropriate.
Is that a positive or a negative, Michael?
I think that's a positive.
Okay.
otherwise, we wouldn't be employed. Hello.
Hello. And so where do we go to find this awesome website?
To get there, you go to animoto.com. If you wanted to get the free education one, it's animoto.com/education/classroom. But just go to animoto.com and key in their education, and you'll find that pro version.
Very cool.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.